Okay, right now we're seeing live pictures coming from the Gimhae Air Base, and this is in Busan, South Korea. President Donald Trump and President Xi Jinping have emerged from a meeting room where they've been talking for a meeting that was set to last about 2 hours, but I believe it's gone a little under. This could indicate things have gone well. It'd be curious to see what the two gentlemen have been talking about. Analysts tell us that trade's expected to dominate the conversation. Right now, we know that Air Force One is on the tarmac and that right after this, President Trump is expected to make a return to Washington, D.C., while President Xi is expected to remain in South Korea for the APEC summit. The two people, the two gentlemen in question, of course, had a pretty high-level delegation with them. You can see the convoys now leaving. This is carrying the Chinese president, as you can see, with a flag waving there and his bodyguards running by him. President Donald Trump is in the car behind, going off to Air Force One. They have shaken hands, and they look pretty calm after what was also a friendly initial meeting at the start of all of this. When they came together at the table, there were some high-level negotiators. They included the White House Chief of Staff, Susan Wiles. On the U.S. side was also the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, the Trade Representative, Jameson Greer, the Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick, and the U.S. Ambassador to China, David Perdue. And for the very latest, as we saw there, Marco Rubio and the rest of the contingent walk by, we go to CNA's correspondent Tan So-hui, who's live from Busan. So-hui, there's lots of talk and big stakes. Tell us what we should expect in the next hour. And you saw the two gentlemen just leave. What do you know?
I can tell you what's coming up in the next hour, but I can also tell you what's coming up in the next few minutes. We're all waiting for both leaders to leave the building behind me. That's where the military base is at the Gimhae International Airport. They're likely going to leave from the door there, the gate over here, and security has suddenly revved up. Traffic is at a standstill. So any moment right now, the two leaders will be coming out. So I spoke with analyst Professor Lim Tai Wei from Soka University. He told me that meeting seems to be a pause in tensions. The atmosphere is right. And then he also said that it appears that both leaders seem to know what the deal generally looks like, but there still needs more time to know what the details are. He also noted that Mr. Xi's tone is conciliatory. We saw many themes that have come up during the meeting. Mr. Xi saying that there needs to be peaceful relations between the U.S. and China. He noted that it's normal for two leading economies to have frictions every now and then, and called on both sides to stay on the right course. Now, another theme is being able to jointly work together on certain issues, including resolving various regional hotspot issues. And so there really seems to be a downplay in tensions following the meeting. And so, as you can tell, there is a convoy coming out right now. This appears to be a PRC car. There's a signboard. The car sign says PRC, and we can see a PRC flag, possibly President Xi in one of them. And let's stay on those pictures. And I can hear the supporters outside waving their flags. They're saying, 热烈欢迎. They're likely welcoming President Xi. There is also a banner right there. Some of the media personnel are going over there to capture the supporters.
Well, it looks like the line just sort of froze from Busan there. But Tan So-hui talking about the Chinese convoy that's just gone past her. And this is Air Force One, I believe, the president leaving the beast. after the meeting with President Xi Jinping. He's wasting no time in taking on the red carpet, walking up the stairs into Air Force One, and then returning to Washington, D.C. The meeting between him and the Chinese president lasted a little under 2 hours, and the president was accompanied by a high-level delegation, including his Secretary of State, his Treasury Secretary, his trade representative, his White House Chief of Staff, whom we note left the meeting earliest. Susie Wiles is her name. The U.S. Ambassador to China, David Perdue, also there. As for President Xi Jinping, he was flanked by his Foreign Minister Wang Yi and his senior advisor Chai Chi, who's a high-ranking Politburo member. And he had He Li Feng with him, the Vice Premier of China, Zheng Shanjie, and also Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs Ma Chaosu. Frank Lavin is with us. He is fellow at the University of Southern California and a former Undersecretary for International Trade at the United States Department of Commerce. He's former ambassador to Singapore. Hello there, Frank. Thank you so much for joining us. Can I just check that you can hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine, and thank you for having me on.
So the U.S. and China should be friends and partners. That was a statement before this meeting even began. What does it look to you? Are you expecting the president's, on a good footing as they exit that building? Does it look positive to you so far?
It does look positive.
Well, we continue with the live pictures as we try and reconnect with Frank. The president already getting up the stairs into Air Force One, and he's expected to leave for Washington, D.C. from Busan in South Korea. He's been in Asia since Sunday. Tan Sehui rejoins us after that little freeze on TV. So, Sehui, it was the Chinese delegation that went through first, and there was a lot of cheering you were talking about, and then the American president went through. He's wasting no time, isn't he? He's already walking into the door of Air Force One as we speak. Sehui, what do you know?
Yeah, well, we just saw the PRC convoy just go past us, and supporters were cheering on, saying, really, they're welcoming President Xi here in South Korea. And he seems to possibly be on his way to Gyeongju, back to where the APEC summit is held. It appears that the meeting is, for now, a pause in tensions, and it appears to be positive developments for the moment. But analysts are saying that there still needs to be time needed to see if this is a temporary truce or something more than that. And also noted that President Xi's tone was conciliatory during the meeting. Several themes had come up. They had talked about peaceful relations between the U.S. and China. Mr. Xi saying that it is normal for two leading economies to have frictions every now and then, but he had called for both nations to stay on the right course. Now, he had also mentioned about having to jointly work together on certain issues, and he had noted that Mr. Trump is enthusiastic on working on various regional hotspot issues. And so it appears to be a downplay of tensions between them momentarily, but we still need some time to understand what the details are. The devil is in the details of the deal, but what we understand is they're possibly consolidating information on the framework that was reached at the ASEAN summit, which was recently concluded at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. We could possibly see export controls on rare earths being deferred for a year, or perhaps in return for new export controls on rare earths and related tech, likely in exchange for Washington's freezing of new chip export controls. You can also possibly see a final deal on a sale with TikTok. Fentanyl-linked tariffs could possibly also go down from 20% to 10%. China could also perhaps restart buying soybeans, with reports stating that China has bought soybean cargoes ahead of today's meeting. So really, everything has been a flurry. We are waiting for the final deal to be made that could come in the coming hours.